This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. Researchers at UAMS are starting a one-year project to look at disparities in minority communities which were hard hit by COVID-19. The project is being funded by a $1.4 million grant from the National Institutes of Health, with UAMS being one of 11 teams selected nationwide. Joining me to share more is Dr. Pearl McElfish, Director of the UAMS Office of Community Health and Research. Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for your time to talk about this. Arkansas was identified last year by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as a national hotspot for COVID-19 disparities among Hispanic and Marshallese populations. First, how severe were these disparities and how were people impacted?
The disparities we saw were really devastating to those communities. For example, Marshallese communities make up about 2% of the overall population in Northwest Arkansas, but they accounted for about 15 to 17% of the overall cases. Similarly, the Hispanic Latino community make up about 15 to 17% of Northwest Arkansas, but accounted for about 40% of the overall cases. So the disparities we saw were really astounding. We also saw higher death rates and higher hospitalization rates, particularly among the Marshallese community. As we move into vaccination, we're really concerned that the low vaccination rates among these communities, among Marshallese and Hispanic Latino communities, could increase those disparities even further.
And before we get into vaccinations, Black Arkansans have also been hard hit. I read in the announcement about this project that since 2019, the life expectancy for Black or African Americans in the state has actually declined by nearly 3 years. That's quite disturbing.
Absolutely. And this is a statewide project. So in Northwest Arkansas, we've been focused primarily on those two populations that have had the highest disparities, Marshallese and Hispanic Latino. But statewide, we have seen disparities in several minority communities, including African American, Black communities, and also rural communities throughout Arkansas, regardless of race and ethnicity.
So talk about the research that will be done during this project.
So the research will really focus on understanding the hesitancy, but even more so than that, how to overcome that hesitancy. And so some of the project will focus on what we call hesitant adopters. And what our initial research has found is that there are people who get vaccinated that still have hesitancy, and understanding what information and what facilitators allowed them to get vaccinated, even given their hesitancy, is critically important. Another research area will be understanding not just how race is correlated or predictive of vaccine hesitancy, but how are experiences of racism affecting vaccine hesitancy. And so if our communities experience racism in the healthcare system or at work or through the justice system, how is that translating into greater hesitancy towards the institutions that are giving the vaccines? And so those are two of the studies. But more than studies to understand, this project will be implementation studies to really help people get the vaccines. And so we are going to be working with churches and small businesses to go to those organizations and provide vaccinations within their organizations to remove barriers. And we're also going to be working with nonprofits throughout the state to help build their capacity, really at the grassroots level, to be a voice for all the communities throughout Arkansas to help educate people about the COVID-19 vaccine and help increase the opportunity for people to become vaccinated.
That's Dr. Pearl McElfish, Director of the UAMS Office of Community Health and Research and Associate Director of Community Outreach and Engagement at the Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for the time to get to talk about our project. We really appreciate it.
This is KUAR 89.1.